Welcome to Hope is Here. We'll continue our conversation with Bill Reeser. You missed our first two programs about growing up in New York City and professional aspirations in basketball ended by injuries. He got married to a Kentucky gal, though, and they came back to Kentucky. But if you missed our first two programs, go to our website, hopeishere.today. Hopeishere.today. Those are only 14 minutes long. I think you'll really be encouraged and blessed to hear the miracle work that God was doing behind the scenes. All right, Bill, so you and Carolyn and your daughter Kristen moved back to Lexington, Kentucky. Carolyn is a Kentucky girl from Manchester. You're New York City, grew up in East Harlem, Italian guy. Talk to us about what happened then. You come back here to Kentucky, still got the $40,000 in debt, but you're looking for a fresh start, aren't you?
I'm just looking for that fresh start, but all moving to Kentucky did for me was I found new people to get high with, I found new people to get drunk with, and I found new people to have affairs with. And so, and now my just secret lifestyle is really spiraling out of control. But when Carolyn comes here, she finds a church that she starts going to that she likes, and she makes new friends at this church. And without my knowledge, she starts asking people to pray for me. Now, she has no idea what's going on in my life. You know, New York City is a great place to hide, and I thought I was really good at living this double life. You know, at the end of the day, I thought I was invincible. Nobody's invincible, but I thought I was. I thought I'd never get caught. And she started asking people to pray for me. She didn't know what I was doing, but she knew I needed to be a Christian. She knew I needed saving. She knew I needed to be a man of integrity, character. She had a prayer list so long, and I always tell people, she just doesn't play fair. And so she enlisted people to pray for me every week that she'd go to that church. And without my knowledge, she had hundreds of people praying for my salvation and other things. And obviously, when God gets involved, things are going to come to a head, and they did. Carolyn walked in on a conversation I was having with one of the girls I was having an affair with. And in 1 second, my whole secret lifestyle was exposed. And
what was Carolyn's reaction to all this, Bill?
She was devastated. She had no idea. And because I was packing this stuff in, I had no one to tell, and I was living this stuff and stuffing and stuffing and stuffing. I don't know what came over me, but when she learned about that, I told her about everything else. And I said, I'm just going to tell you about everything else I'm doing. And it just devastated her. I mean, feelings of anger, just being sick. Irate, and the only thing that we could do was scream and yell, and she was so hurt. And the only thing that I knew at that moment in my life was that I lost my family. Was that no way? There was no way she could ever forgive me. There was no way we could ever be reconciled. And I knew I lost my wife and I lost my daughter.
You unpacked a lot of stuff. How long had you all been married at this time, Bill?
We are married 35 years now, and so it would be 15 years.
Okay, so yeah. 15 years in. So you unpack all the wounds, the things that you had done to numb the pain. So what happened next?
Well, we finally agreed to have a talk about the divorce. But before that meeting, she goes back to that church and has a pastor pray for her because, again, she don't play fair. And a pastor prayed a simple prayer over her. You know, sometimes, Greg, it's the simple prayers that have as much power as our long prayers. And pastor prayed that God would give her peace that surpasses all understanding. And she can tell you on the drive home, as she was crying out and screaming out to God, God, I can't do it. I can never forgive this man. I can never take him back. She goes, I need you now. And she can tell you the exact spot on Route 68 on Harrodsburg Road in front of Ramsey's Restaurant where the Holy Spirit came into her car and simply took it from her. And when she walked into the house that night, I saw someone I've never saw before. I saw a countenance on her and a peace that I've never seen. And when she started speaking to me, I knew it was God speaking to me for the first time where I could hear his voice. She looked at me with a confidence and said, Bill, God would never give up on you. And I'm not giving up on you. And she said, God can't forgive you for anything that you've ever done. And then she said this, and so can I. And you know, to this day, she's never held me hostage to my past life. I mean, she really forgave me. She said, I don't know if I could ever forget what you've done, but I'm willing to give it a try if you're willing to give your life to Jesus Christ. At that moment, I knew that that was God calling me home. And I knew that God loved me because he just demonstrated his love to me by giving my wife the supernatural ability to forgive me. And that night, I gave my life. I saw my whole life go into recall. I saw where God was there the whole time, pursuing me, loving me, protecting me, even in those places where I wondered where he was. He was still there. And
is it fair to say, I mean, you know, obviously God's blessed you with a great platform. It's a wonderful book that really blessed me called Vertical Leap. But is it fair to say that really, you know, that maybe Carolyn's the hero of your story? I mean, obviously Jesus, but outside of that, is it fair to say that Carolyn
is beyond a hero? I mean, she was Jesus with skin on, and you see, for me, what a pastor or a church couldn't have saved me. The Holy Spirit had to invade my wife, and just fill her with His love and grace in order for me to get saved. He knew how far gone I was, so it had to be a supernatural encounter. I mean, there was no sermon that was going to change this guy.
Right.
I would have smacked the pastor. But when I knew real love, and when I saw real forgiveness, and when I realized that God loved me despite me, I knew that that was my calling to come home. And I told God when I gave my life to him that night, when I confessed Jesus Christ, and I repented of my sins and turned from my sins. That's a key thing, that I acknowledged my sins, I repented from my sins, and I turned from my sins, and I turned to Christ. And I told God, I said, Lord, I'll do anything you want me to do from this day moving forward, just as long as I know it's you. And the only thing that made sense to me was to run that hard to God as I ran from God. And I started running after God. You know what I realized 20 years later? I still can't outrun God. If I'm running to God, he's running quicker towards me. And if I try and outrun him, he's going to chase me down with his love through the power of his Holy Spirit. I just can't outrun God. And I love that. I just love that picture of just running the race with God. And so I started running after God. I started getting in God's word. I started surrounding myself with godly men who can mentor me, disciple me, get me in God's word. I didn't know anything. I was so excited to read the Bible. I didn't know what anything was. Going back to that first night, I heard the voice of God. Mm-hmm. I heard this. It wasn't an audible voice, but just in my spirit. And I heard this. It said, now go fight for your family. Mm-hmm. And I knew we were going to be okay. Mm-hmm. I knew. Next day, Carolyn didn't know what was going on. And I woke up the next day. I said, honey, we're going to be just fine. Matter of fact, we were seeing a counselor at the time, and I said, we don't even need to see the counselor. And we probably could have learned a few more things from the counselor.
Right.
But, you know, I always tell people healing and deliverance can happen in a split second. But character, learning to live and love like Jesus, will take a lifetime. Mm. And I'm on that journey. And I know I'm not perfect, and I make mistakes along the way, but I'm not the man I used to be because – because if anyone is in Christ, the old is gone, and I'm a new creation in Christ. I know who I am in Christ. I know what my identity is. I know who God is, and I believe that he is who he says he is, and he can do what he says he can do. And I believe I am who he says I am, and I can do what he says I can do. But it wasn't that easy. You know, I just know what the Bible said about anything, and I just started following. I got involved in a prayer breakfast that we used to meet at the Springs Inn. It was an FCA prayer breakfast. And a bunch of guys met there, and they taught me so much about prayer. I tell this to a lot of people. The first church I went to was a really good church, really good pastor, and became a good mentor in my life. But he showed me. He told me how to live my life as a Christian from the pulpit. But when I got around men who really prayed, who believed in the power of prayer and the Holy Spirit, they demonstrated to me how I should live my life as a Christian. And they modeled that for me.
Well, and it's powerful in the book. We're talking with Bill Reeser. He has a book called Vertical Leap. Would encourage you to get it. It's March Madness. Talks all about basketball, but talks more about how Bill's life was redeemed through a personal relation with Jesus Christ. And I love the thing that you shared that Carolyn, your precious wife, said, you know, I don't know if I can forget what happened, but I can forgive. And yet over time, just decision by decision, day by day, you were able to rebuild her trust, weren't you?
And, you know, that took a while. You know, you can't just rebuild trust in a day. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm sorry. You know, what about grace? What about forgiveness? I mean, God compels us to forgive as many times as possible. But like I said, character, integrity, trust, that takes time. And I lost my right with all the things that I've done to create a timetable for how long trust was going to take. And so what I had to learn to do was build that trust back each and every day, one day at a time, and just be the best man of God that I can possibly be the best servant. And I was determined to never let her to this day regret her decision to take me back and to rebuild our family. And so she would tell you that for the first couple of years, it was hard. I mean, I'm going to prayer meetings, I'm going to church, I'm around godly men, I'm in God's Word, I'm reading God's Word, and she was struggling with trusting me. And I can understand that because she believed me for all those years before I was a Christian, and I was a pretty good liar. I mean, I was a pretty, you know, when you grow up in Harlem, I mean, you can get over on a lot of people. You know, I always tell people, you get over on a lot of people, you ain't getting over on God. Mm. He knows everything about us. You know, it's amazing how we don't want to tell God certain things about our lives, and it's like as if he's going to get shocked or, you know, yeah, like, oops. Yeah. I mean, you know, oops is not in his vocabulary.
didn't see that. Yeah, didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe you're telling me that now, you know. But he knows everything about us, and he still loves us, and he still forgives us. And, you know, my wife was struggling with this, and she just but I could. I lost my right to put her on that timetable, and she just had a moment with God one day, and she said, "God, how can I ever trust Him again? I know He's doing all these things, and I know He's living out this life of integrity and character, being a Christian. But how can I ever trust Him again?" And then God spoke to her in a soft voice and said, "You don't have a trust issue with Him. You have a trust issue with Me. If you trust Me, I'll take care of him, and you'll never look back and regret that decision ever again." And she said, "Okay, God, I'll trust You for my husband." And ever since, that was the day when it broke. That was the day when the full, complete healing happened. And that was the day we never looked back. And we are more in love with each other now than at any other point in our marriage. And our goal as a couple is to be more in love with each other the last day we see each other than in any other point in our lives. We love each other with the love of Christ. We're able to see each other through the eyes of Jesus and love each other with the heart of Christ. And, you know, we reach the point in our marriage where it's never about who's right or who's wrong, but who the first one to forgive is. Mm. It's a great place to be. And we just have the most amazing, fun, joy-filled marriage. And now we're grandparents, and I'm amazed about how God has restored my family.
Well, it's beautiful, beautiful stuff. And we're going to continue our conversation with Bill. We're going to talk about two, I thought, really powerful chapters in his book called Vertical Leap. One's about prayer. I think we make prayer a little too complicated sometimes, and you're going to hear from Bill how God just taught him about prayer, and I think you'll be encouraged by that. Then we're also going to talk about forgiveness. I know so many people that, you know, not only can they struggle with forgiving somebody else, the biggest struggle is maybe forgiving just them, their own lives for things and mistakes they've made. So I hope you'll join us tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Bill Reeser on Hope Is Here.
Hey, how you doing? This is Bill Reeser. I just want to tell you that we're so excited about the launch of Encounter on March the 18th at Church of the Savior on 1301 Brannan Road at 6:30 p.m. It's a great ministry. For more information, go to www.thehopeencounter.org. www.thehopeencounter.org. This is a ministry to help broken and hurting people overcome life's adversity so they can discover the free, devoted life to Jesus Christ. March 18th. I hope you all come out.